based on what we had gotten from our waiving and everything that we've been hearing going into early voting, that's right about where I thought we were going to be. And then, of course, we had the poll that said we were 10 points ahead.
After defeating challenger Brian Spencer 56-44% Tuesday night, the outgoing Escambia County Commissioner is looking ahead to his November 27th inauguration and beyond. First up is a meeting with Mayor Ashton Hayward, who's stepping down after two terms.
We got a meeting at City Hall. Looking forward to that. I'm meeting with him and beginning that process. Each one of the directors have got sort of a list of where they are and what's going on, and so we sort of know where everything is with the city. That part is exciting, and we're going to start figuring out where we are and then where we need to go from there.
With his inauguration less than 3 weeks away, Robinson says the preparations have to be on a fast track.
It is kind of like drinking out of a fire hydrant right now. We're just trying to wrap our head around it. All that stuff, we want to get moving and come in there and hit the ground running. We're excited. There are a lot of great people working at City Hall, and we just want to make it easier for them to do a good job for our citizens. That's what we're looking forward to doing.
After taking the oath of office at high noon on the 27th, Robinson says most of the transition will continue for the next few weeks.
Probably most of December we'll still be just trying to learn everything and meeting with each department to see what's going on with them, talk to them about how we can deliver services better and begin that process. That's most of what we're going to get done through December and sort of evaluate and begin to figure out where we want to go.
Come the new year, the Robinson administration is expected to shift into a higher gear.
Once we get into January, we'll be much more aligned to understanding what we need to do coming out of the holidays. At that point, we really want to start going out and meeting in the neighborhoods and doing some of the things we talked about, work days, the services, and how that's working. We want to go out in the neighborhoods and figure out how we can deliver those services better.
Since 2010, Robinson has been the face of recovery from the oil spill hitting Escambia County from the Deepwater Horizon explosion. His term as chairman of the Florida Gulf Consortium is set to expire in January.
It sort of works well for the consortium, too. It's not like they would lose their chairman in the middle of the year. They will be deciding a new chairman in January anyways. So I will continue to keep representing the county through the changeover and continue to remain as chairman of the consortium. I was ready to step away. The consortium members said no, they wanted me to stay through the term.
His time leading the consortium, says the new mayor, will provide the experience and contacts which can help bring in state and federal monies for projects around Pensacola.
Like I said before, I need to start getting fully focused on the job we're going to be doing over there at the city, so it'll kind of work itself out. But I'll be tying one up as I'll be starting another one.
Grover Robinson emerged from what began as a six-player race to reach the seventh floor of City Hall in the most expensive mayoral race in Pensacola's 320-year history as a city. He and challenger Brian Spencer spent a combined $437,000 for a job that pays $100,000 per year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.